This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
What's on your mind? Talk Radio Town Hall with Congressman Kevin Cramer in moments. Your calls, questions, and comments welcome at 800-228-0550. Jot that number down. Put it in your speed dial. Lay it on us. Any questions or comments you have from Congressman Cramer? Any questions you have on the tax reform deal that is right now the hot topic in the D.C. that we'll tackle today? What will this do? What should be in the deal? Whatever you'd like to throw at him. Things you agree with, things you disagree with, whatever. That's what he's here for. We don't screen these calls. I have people once in a while, they'll say something like, oh, that's just a big softball fest. So first of all, softball fest, the questions come from the audience. So there are not my softballs here. Second of all, it's an hour, and we take every call that comes. Obviously, we don't always get every call in, but I'll guarantee you this. If you call now, you'll get in. 800-228-0550 is the toll-free telephone number. 701-258-0550 is the local number. Got that? 701-258-0550. When you call, you have the option also of leaving a message by pressing 1 with your question or comment, or 2 to chat with us live on the air. Text Todd, 226-8503, 226-8503, or me at 367-2054. Congressman Cramer with us yet? Congressman Cramer will be calling momentarily. A press conference just getting underway in New York City. Let's pick up a little bit of this while we're waiting for Congressman Cramer on the latest from the New York City terror attack. Let's pick this up.
Out of Lower Manhattan. Today we're going to give you an update on some of the things we've learned overnight. Going to get an update on the injured from FDNY Commissioner Dan Nigro. Then you'll hear from Mayor de Blasio and Governor Cuomo. And I want to thank for being here Manhattan District Attorney Cy Vance, June Kim, the U.S. Attorney for the Southern District in New York, Commissioner Roger Perino is here from New York State Homeland Security, and then Joe Esposito from OEM, the Commissioner of OEM is here also. Also like to thank the State Police for being here today and for everything they did yesterday. Chief of the Department Carlos Gomez is going to lay out some of the security plans we have in place in light of yesterday's event and ahead of Sunday's New York City Marathon. And he'll also give you an update on the traffic situation on the west side. Bill Sweeney, the assistant director in charge of the New York office at the FBI, will make a statement. And then John Miller, deputy commissioner of Intel and counterterrorism.
A start already. I don't know why I got to introduce 55 people here.
The work that we're doing on this case. And you have to understand that this investigation is still in its infancy. We do not yet have all the answers, and there are details today, and there'll be more down the road, and not everything we're going to be able to share with you. You understand that? You know, in terms of casualties, this is the worst terror attack in New York City since September 11, 2011. I want to take a minute to commend all New Yorkers. I want to commend everyone who lives in, works in, and visits our great city, because no one in this city is complacent. We saw the strength of that resolve last night with the very large crowds that attended the annual Halloween parade in the village. And we'll see it again on Sunday when 50,000 people compete in a marathon and another 2.5 million people cheer them along the route.
And you'll see it when What's On Your Mind listeners here in a couple of weeks head to New York City. Absolutely not changing one thing as a result of this, and that's the way it needs to be. That resolve is certainly an inspiration that always comes from New York City. That's James O'Neill. He's the commissioner. We'll keep you updated on anything that comes out of the 50 or 60 people that are going to be speaking at that press conference. Right now, our one and only congressman from North Dakota has the entire state under his purview. Not many members of Congress have that honor, and Congressman Cramer joins us now. Hello, sir. How are you?
I'm very well, thank you. Actually, there are 7 of us in the House that have an entire state, and it is an unusual, not unique, but unusual responsibility that's, I think, rich with blessing.
Yeah, that's kind of neat. That's why you're not exactly just running around, you know, with your tongue hanging out saying, of course I'm going to run for Senate. You kind of like being the one House member from North Dakota representing all of North Dakota. Right?
Yeah, it's pretty cool. When people, sort of when it clicks with people who don't think about it on a regular basis, people who are, you know, say from Texas or California or New York, who have many, many colleagues from their own state, when it sort of clicks with them, they do look at you differently and realize, well, that is... That's an unusual responsibility.
And in North Dakota fashion, if you took the budget of Senator Heitkamp, Senator Hovind's office, put it together, all their staff, everything else, and then yours, you'd say, wait a minute, it takes two of you and that much money to do what I do with this. See, I'm the conservative in this group. Can't you
yeah.
say that?
Yeah. No, it is interesting. It's oftentimes misunderstood. It's not even misunderstood. It's just that people don't think about it. If you're a North Dakotan, you think of the House member as well. Of course, there's one of those and, you know, two senators. I think most people understand through civics that the House is set up differently. But we do sometimes forget that... I think if you add the two Senate staffs and budgets up, there's something like 5 or 6 times larger than the one House budget. And yet I would tell you our team works very hard. I think we do constituent relations as well as anybody, if not better than most. And, you know, we try to be as responsive as we can, but it does require long days and hustle. And I like it that way. I think most people who like the House and see the House appreciate that about the House of Representatives.
Where were you and what did you think when you heard about the largest terror attack in New York City since 9/11?
Well, I was right here in my office, actually, when I first saw the news. And at that point, of course, it wasn't clear yet what the motive was or whether it was, you know, whether it was terror related or what exactly. Because, of course, the first thing that comes to mind is that the recent similar attack, which was simply a drunk driver that, you know, that left the road. And so we didn't know at that point. And then I was at the Capitol itself. I had to go down and speak on a bill that I had introduced that passed yesterday. So I was down, actually in the Capitol as that news was floating out, and I went down to the whip's officer. They have an area there right in the Capitol Rotunda called the Lincoln Room, where I went to get a bite to eat, and I said, let's turn on the news rather than C-SPAN and see what's going on with this attack. And so the news was sort of rolling out then over that, you know, hour or so that I was in the whip's office.
Did it make you mad?
Yeah, well, first of all, it makes me very sad. Anytime you start hearing about the loss of life, and at that time, I think there were 6 confirmed dead, and it makes you very, very sad. But we didn't know a lot yet about the terrorist that was carrying out this act. And, I was obviously very, very concerned.
I understand we have the Diversity Visa program to thank for. It's been around since 2010, product of Chuck Schumer placing it into some other piece of legislation. Once again, you see sort of a self-inflicted wound here a little bit.
You do, and it's interesting. I don't know that you can blame the program per se, but certainly the program was the vehicle that this particular person used to get into the United States and coming with a propensity already to this type of activity. Very concerning, obviously, the notion, Scott, to be honest with you, and it does make me, this part makes me mad when I think about it. Quote, diversity visa. We're the most diverse country in the world. What in the world was Chuck Schumer's motivation for, you know, having a visa program aimed at 50,000 people per year based on where they come from? Because it's somehow they're underrepresented in the most diverse country in the world. This isn't how you do immigration. It's not how you ought to do immigration. What we ought to be doing is vetting people who come to the United States, not begging people to come to the United States, just with the singular characteristic of being more diverse than we are somehow. It's a crazy notion from the very, very beginning. So that part does make me mad. It upsets me that we ever had such an idea. And where does it come from? What motivates somebody like Chuck Schumer to say we ought to have 50,000 more people per year coming from places that we don't have, you know, they're underrepresented in the United States of America? Makes no sense.
I have 1 minute left in this break. I want to ask you a quick question. And then when we come back, I want to share with you some reporting that myself and Chris Berg have done related to our interviews with the Vice President, Mike Pence. And we'll do that on the other side of the break, and then we're going to go nonstop on the calls. And Bill and Jamestown, you're next. I only have a minute, but what's going on with the tax reform package? Why is there a delay? Some people are reading into that, oh, here we go again. It's going to be just like the healthcare thing, and it's this thing's going to fall apart. Is it something we should worry about that the delay from today to tomorrow is happening in the House?
I'm not worried about it today, but if the delays continue, then I'd start worrying about it. We're a big body, the House of Representatives. This has been a long process. We want to get it right, more importantly than getting it done quickly. But both are important, Scott. I mean, it's not like urgency isn't upon us as well. So a day won't change anything. It won't change our calendar or schedule at all. So I'm not overly concerned about it. I'm not sure what exact details they're ironing out, where there's some disagreement. But if we have the same conversation tomorrow and again the next day, then then I say get worried.
What's the mood there like? Is there anticipation and excitement?
Scott, it is. People are taking everybody, the leadership and Chairman Brady at their word, and they ought to. They've always been good with their word. And so we appreciate how massive this task is and how diverse the House of Representatives is, and that we want to get it right and make it as smooth as possible. But at some point we have to pull the trigger and start voting on amendments and the markup.
All right, short break. Back with more with Congressman Kramer. We'll share our theory we cooked up yesterday with him when we come back.
A program that asks a very important question every day. What's on your mind? 800-228-0550.
Central Steel Building and Construction is your premier source for GSI grain bins, GSI grain dryers, and GSI grain handling equipment. Central Steel also offers livestock water, welding supplies, and a variety of gears, pulleys, plus bulk bolts and nuts. Call Central Steel today for your GSI grain storage, material handling, and grain drying needs. 701-652-2886. Central Steel Building and Construction in Carrington. Online at grainstuff.com.
When a challenge comes along, some people turn away. At the University of Mary, we turn up our sleeves. Always have. The challenge today is finding a quality education that's affordable. And we are. At the University of Mary, you'll get an education as affordable as UND and NDSU. Value for your money, values for your life. That's the Mary difference.
What's it take to have a really good job? A company you like to work for, work worth doing, and a really nice paycheck every 2 weeks? Polar Service Center has one waiting for you right now. My friends at Polar Service Center, largest tank trailer manufacturer in North America, has service centers all throughout the country. And in Killdeer, North Dakota, and Williston, North Dakota, they have some great positions open right now, with pay rates up to $32 an hour. I'll say it again, up to $32 an hour. Incredible benefit package, and much, much more. Call Maria right now for details on this. In Killdeer, certified welder, sandblaster, wash rack attendant, and diesel mechanic positions open right now. In Williston, they're in need of a certified welder. Polar Service Center is waiting. Tell your friends and neighbors about this incredible opportunity. 612-214-4781. 612-214-8781. Ask for Maria at Polar Service Center.
KD Armor has been on a mission to manufacture the most comfortable body armor on the market, and we've succeeded. With the release of our CQB technology, we now offer the most comfortable, concealable rifle threat body armor available. Things may look good now, but what if you need added protection? Get your very own concealable rifle threat armor today at KDArmor.com. And for a limited time, get all plates at wholesale pricing only at CATIArmor.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Services is putting on a wonderful event that is coming up very soon. It'll be in Minot, North Dakota, and this is all about veterans. This is actually the second annual Veterans Employers Summit. And last year, Congressman Kevin Cramer did a talk radio town hall with us. This year, there's votes in Congress. He'll be making his way to Washington, D.C. But it is starts at 10 a.m. on Monday. That's a week from Monday, right? No, that's this coming Monday at Minot State University, the Student Center, broadcasting live. Fortis Energy Services, of course, one of our fine sponsors, and we appreciate them so much. Blaze Energy as well. They're doing some incredible things. We appreciate them very much. Cognizant Technology as well. Business owners, human resource personnel, recruiters, decision makers in the hiring process, all those involved are interested in veteran employee recruitment and retention. Join us for this fun. FortisEnergyServices.com for more information, okay? FortisEnergyServices.com. Looking forward to that. All right, back with Congressman Kevin Cramer. You didn't hear any of this, Congressman Cramer, but I played the answers to my questions and questions from Chris Berg on Point of View from Mike Pence a couple of times for the audience of What's on Your Mind yesterday. And I mentioned to them that I had a bit of an epiphany, and my epiphany was, this is odd. There's more attention going to Senator Heitkamp than Senator Hoeven, right? We obviously have a high-profile Senate race up here. They're saying things that would obviously be used in a campaign. Maybe there's been a deal that's been cut, then struck, and that, you know, she votes for the plan, and maybe there's efforts to craft it with more of a middle-class favor. The vice president used the term middle-class miracle, and that attempt to get more Democrats. But let me just play you some of what I played for the audience yesterday. I'm just going to play you some shortened versions of that, so you can get a sense of why I started to believe what I was, you know, wondering about yesterday. So listen to this. Pushing the wrong buttons. Never good when I push buttons.
We're reaching out to every member of Congress, not only Senator Hoeven, but Senator Heitkamp here, to say that we're certainly working to earn her support.
That was to me. Here is what he said to Chris Burr.
The president and I enjoy a great relationship. Senator Heitkamp. You saw that in high relief when the president was in North Dakota with her. She's a strong leader.
So I played, and I tell you what, I mean, I'm not much on conspiracy theories or everything else, but that was a little too far in my mind. And I know, no doubt, you were too busy voting yesterday to you know, pay any attention to that. But I posted a little theory about that based on my comments to Mike Pence and to Chris Berg, and just ask the question, has the deal been struck here? Anyway, long story short, fast forward to this morning after a lot of flurry of that activity yesterday and questions to friends of mine in the White House and in Washington say, what's going on? The communique I got back from the White House was calm down. You know, like, where are you going, Hannon? Calm down. It's just I'm saying, well, no, wait, why, you know, why do you have that much praise heaped there? And I said, what gives you the calmness? What's your reasoning for the calm down theory? And the answer I got back.
Concerned about your blood pressure.
I don't know, but they're like, I'm asking them, why are you saying calm down?
I just want to finish this
because what they told me was that Senator Hoeven was at the White House yesterday visiting with the president, and that President Trump himself called you yesterday. Mm-hmm. Is that true?
The president did call me yesterday. As a matter of fact, you'd asked where I was when I heard about the New York terror attack, and as it was unfolding, he did call me while I was having dinner in the Lincoln Room at the Capitol yesterday.
What did he say?
Well, he said a lot. We talked. He did most of the talking, as is often the case, and he talked a lot about the tax reform. And we talked about some of the sticking points and what we might be able to get done. And mostly he just strongly urged me and the others to work as hard as we can, as long as it takes to get tax reform done. That's good for middle class America. And he stressed that again, by the way, and we hear this a lot. This has got to be important. It's got to be good for businesses that create jobs and for middle class and lower income Americans. He stressed that point several times with me. So now we talked about that. He talked about the situation in New York, asked me, you know, if I had seen what was going on. And of course, at that point, he was getting updated briefings on it. So, you know, we did catch up a little bit on that. And then, of course, he called largely to encourage me to strongly consider entering the U.S. Senate race in North Dakota.
Was there anything else that you want to share? I'm listening intently.
You know, I didn't get the sense he was calling me to read a transcript on the radio, but he was just very, very encouraging. I mean, not surprisingly, again, his team's been encouraging, but he was strongly encouraging me to enter the race, and I told him that I didn't want politics to get in the way of this tax reform package, that I'd be making a decision most likely not prior to that, but after we get tax reform done. And quite honestly, Scott, if we don't get tax reform done, I don't know that it's going to be a great Republican year. So, and he agreed with me on that. We've got to get this done, and that will set the table for hopefully a big Republican election cycle, because people are going to judge us on what we get done and what we don't get done. And we need to succeed at providing middle-class tax relief.
Now I know why they told me to calm down. Because,
you mean it wasn't because they were concerned about your personal health?
Well, I just don't understand. This doesn't seem like any way to treat your friends. John Hovind's busting his butt on this.
Scott, one thing I would say, let me say this, because I think in reference to what you're talking about with Vice President Pence's strong and generous statements about Senator Heitkamp, this is as much as anything a testimony, I think, to Mike Pence's grace and generosity of spirit. Mike Pence is one of the most decent human beings you will ever meet in public life or in private life, and that's the beauty of Mike Pence. He is the same person privately as he is publicly. And by the way, I'd say the same thing about President Trump. He is the same person in private as you see in public. That's what America loves about him. And I think Mike Pence is naturally inclined to be generous with praise, and shouldn't we all be a little more like that, in my view. So I honor it, quite honestly.
So is it John Hovind, the senator, was on yesterday. And again, I feel badly for John Hovind, too, to the degree he is working and trying to help implement the Trump agenda in the United States Senate. But what he basically explained it is they're trying to get votes. The swamp game, I guess, right? You say
well,
some nice
a little
things
bit
to try
of
and get
that,
a vote.
Scott, for sure. But listen, we sometimes, there's a good cop, bad cop thing, I think, that goes on. I think it's a natural thing in the White House. I don't think anybody has to work hard at it. But you do win, you attract more bees with honey, right? So more bears, maybe, with honey. But you have to, I think they're going about the business of trying to attract Democrats to our position. And I think that's important to understand. When I listen to things like, we want to earn her support, for example, I think is one of the quotes that you played from Vice President Pence. We want to earn her support by helping her understand what's good for North Dakotans, what's important to agriculture and energy and job creation and middle class North Dakotans and single moms and families in North Dakota. So one way to earn her support is to, of course, give her the benefit of the doubt until such time she no longer earns the benefit of the doubt. I think that's an okay strategy. And so,
got it. All right.
I hope it works.
Got all my questions answered, folks. I'm done. I don't normally do that, but a lot of moving parts the last few days. Wanted to get that down, and we got some news. Bill in Jamestown, Kristen Dickerson, Dana and Judd.
Hot Spring Spas and Pool Tables, too, to collect a few ideas on how to make every day better for you. And, of course, the spas do that, and the pools do that, and that great patio furniture and all the fun you can have outside does that. But the sauna is probably the healthiest thing you sell. And there's new studies that suggest we ought to think long and hard about being in a sauna all year. Why?
20-year study by the University of Finland, and they tested men, and men who sat in a sauna minimum of four times a week have reduced their chance of Alzheimer's or dementia by 66%. And it's the number five killer of men in the United States. 66% better chance of not getting that dementia or Alzheimer's by sitting in a sauna.
And many other health benefits you've talked about as well, right?
That's right. I mean, there's wellness, there's detoxification, you sleep better, you truly relax, you get rid of the bad out of the body, the metals, a lot of great reasons.
Take it from Vince at Hot Spring Spas and Pool Tables 2, Bismarck, Fargo, Grand Forks, Minot 2, online at hotspringnd.com.
Does the current world crisis in North Korea or our domestic crisis right here in America concern you? Well, I know it concerns me. My friends over at Legacy Food Storage have solutions in the event there's the inevitable. What's the inevitable? Civil unrest, a run on your local grocery store. And here's my question to you. If this happens, how do you feed your children? How do you feed your grandchildren? Legacy Food Storage has the solutions. In fact, they can help you implement a simple plan to take care of your needs in the event of the inevitable. By calling them right now, I have authorized them to give you a special 20% discount at checkout by simply using GCN. Call 888-543-7345 or visit them at legacyfoodstorage.com. That's 888-543-7345 or visiting them at legacyfoodstorage.com. Make sure you use GCN at checkout for an incredible 20% discount. Don't be a victim. Take control of your life now.
Are you still looking for that one iodine that you can really trust? A medical doctor-endorsed product that is backed by honest research and true integrative science? Then search no further. Go to NutraMedical.com for Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutriodine, proven time and time again to be the very best iodine available for you. Nutriodine is the only Tesla-activated monatomic plasma iodine in the world. It optimizes mitochondrial function and generation of new mitochondria from totally neutral. Neutralizing the venom from a desert recluse spider bite in Southern California to eliminating malaria parasites reported by medical missionaries in Central India. Dr. Bill's Nutriodine is simply the most powerful healing formula there is. Nutriodine clears the body of all known pathogens, restores it to an alkaline state, and even promotes stem cell regeneration. Order Dr. Bill's Nutriodine today at 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutraMedical.com.
Be here for part of the show, but Ron Ness of the North Dakota Petroleum Council will take over, and he has brought Jeb Williams in. Jeb will be his guest from the North Dakota Game and Fish Department. Jeb is the chief of the Wildlife Division. Of course, we're in the heart of deer hunting, North Dakota hunting seasons, and a week out from deer hunting opener, rather. So we lot to talk about. So lots of North Dakota hunting topics tackling tomorrow on the program, and again, deer opener a week out. So Jeb Williams tomorrow with Ron Ness on the program. And for me, it's Parents Weekend, so I have to go see our new collegian, our new freshman out at Parents Weekend this weekend. So we're brought to you in part today of our friends at Delta Constructors. One call does it all. Global solutions for the oil and gas industry come from our friends at Delta. You can call Eric at 406-250-8151 if you're in the oil game and want somebody that can take care of everything. Turnkey solutions, well site solutions, flow lines, set your pump jacks, conditioning modules. They do it all. Here's the one call of the, or Delta one call of the day. Celebrating our call.
I assumed it was going to be that she signs on with his tax plan, he'll endorse her for her reelection. But one step further than that, I think he'll think that she'll be an ace in the hole post-2018 election to have a Democrat for some of his legislation. Maybe he's a little concerned about all the Republicans that are retiring out of the House this year. I don't know if he's worried about that, but just a thought.
All right. That is Chris and Dickinson with a thought on my epiphany yesterday. I have two words for you, Chris. Calm down. Calm down, buddy. There's no need to worry.
We've got that pot meat kettle.
Yeah. Whatever we were worried about has been corrected. Senator Hoeven heads to the White House, and Congressman Kramer gets a call from the president, and things just get fixed. So, just a little Washington rhetoric. Nothing to see here, nothing to keep moving. Bill in Jamestown for Congressman Kramer. Sorry for the wait. You're up. Go ahead, sir.
Yeah, hi. This is Bill. I just wanted to ask Congress Kramer, first of all, thank you for your availability, and will you make yourself as available if you become a senator?
Oh, Bill, those questions based on, the speculation are always difficult, but I would tell you this, I couldn't do it any other way, and I mean that because it's, to me, this is the blessing of public life. And so much good, you know, so many good ideas and such wisdom comes from talking to people in North Dakota. And I, so I love it. I would definitely make myself as available as a senator. I don't see any reason not to.
Great. Now, my second question would be based on tax reform. I know a lot of individuals that are about my age in their late 30s that are returning to the farm that have had other careers and have dollars locked up in retirement accounts.
Yes.
And I know that that's been a topic of conversation as far as retirement accounts and limits and things like that. But has there been any conversation about any type of program or how to unlock those dollars for individuals, either for private business, and I guess I look at ag as well, to be able to use those dollars because of the regulations around early withdrawals and things like that. Has there been any conversation around that?
You know, that's an interesting question. I don't know that there has. You know, there's been a fair bit of really consternation over 401ks and how much of the 401k contribution would be pre-tax. There have been talk of lowering those caps and stuff, which I adamantly oppose, and as does the president. In fact, we talked about that a little bit yesterday. We if anything, I'd like to make it more, the code even more retirement friendly, not less. So I realize you have to have pay-fors and we need to balance everything. So from that standpoint, there's been a lot of talk about that part of it. As far as untapping or unleashing, with maybe less penalty, if you will, dollars are locked up. I'm all for something like that. I don't know exactly what it would look like. I've not heard much discussion about it. I actually have a bill in that there would be an amendment to this if we can get it done. Relating to 401k, or I'm sorry, IRAs are being rolled over for charitable use tax-free. Right now, if you roll it over early, it becomes a taxable event. And so but that's aimed more at people nearing retirement or in retirement, as opposed to people that, like you're talking about in your situation, where you might have this money locked up and you could put it to more economic use. I think we ought to find ways to incent that money that's really not producing anything to be put into the economy, and maybe there's a way to do that. If they're talking about it, I'm not familiar with it, but it's worth exploring. I totally agree.
Well, thank you for your time. I appreciate it.
Yeah, thank you.
Bill, again, sorry.
That's such a great question, because he references something that I think we understate, and that is just how much money there is available for investment in job creation in small business as well as large, if we have the right incentives and the right tax policy in place rather than punishing, for example. So very thoughtful. I've not heard that specific a question before.
Ernie has a cut that came in from a listener during the break. Todd, can you, we were Bert and Ernie yesterday, just so you know, Kevin, as our listener suggested, Rhino Session Stream. Ernie, could you, in your cackling little laugh there, play that quote from the listener?
Hang on, Scott, I was listening to something.
Okay, I'll play another one. Oh, you get that one ready. No. See, Ernie's a little tied up. We'll get Todd back in there. He'll push
that. Got a lot going on.
Right. Yeah, here we go. Here's
how about some tax relief for the senior citizens that keep working after they retire? They work for 40 or 50 years already, and if they decide to keep on working, why don't you give them a little bit of tax break after that, 5-10% something? Because they're still contributing to the fund where we give money away to all these other countries and stuff, or whatever, just an idea I got, but it sure would help all the senior citizens, and they're still helping the country, and along with the other tax stuff and for the medical. Just an idea. Have a good day.
All right.
I think that's a good idea. What we're trying to accomplish with our tax reform is to provide tax relief for everybody that's working. We want it to be pro-jobs, pro-worker, pro-growth. And so what we're trying to do is have fewer, distinctions and a flatter, broader, lower tax for many, many more people. So creating another class of, a special interest, so to speak, might not be, that's certainly not the goal. However, I think to the caller's point, if we could find more incentive for our older workforce, because one of the things, Scott, let's face it, we have more demands on labor than we have domestic labor available, partly because we create too many incentives for people to not work. And so you've got a whole bunch of people on certain programs that don't have to work, choose not to work, and they get a lot of programs. And then our hardworking seniors who are still healthy and fit and they want to contribute to society. But what we also punish them in terms of what kind of retirement they can take, you know, how Social Security works. I think there are some reforms we can look at there that might not be exactly what the caller's talking about, but provide the proper incentive for our older workers to stay in the workforce and keep contributing because they're invaluable to many, many sectors of our economy.
All right. There is this call that came in during the break, and then Chris and Dickinson, you're on deck. Go ahead and roll it, Todd.
Congressman Framus, why do they keep talking about my 401k? It's not their money.
It's not their money.
Yeah, he's right, by the way, and this is back to the earlier call, and I answered this point, and that is the taxing of 401ks or the lowering actually of the limit, the cap on contributions into your 401k. They were considering lowering it from, I think it was like $18,000 a year to $2,400. I adamantly oppose that, as does the president. And as you know, the president tweeted about it a week or two ago. It was still on the table in the House Ways and Means Committee as they were trying to find, you know, a way to balance all of this financially. But it's my understanding that at least as of yesterday afternoon, that they were no longer considering lowering the cap. In fact, there was some talk about maybe even raising that cap by a couple of $1,000s, which I would support. I think we need to have a pro savings, pro retirement tax code, and certainly lowering the caps would be the wrong direction, because what would happen, Scott, is you'd remove the incentive for the employers, for example, to put that money, to match that money into your 401k, in addition to just, you know, removing the incentive for the individual to save. So we want people to save.
All right, another caller that came in earlier that I promised to relay to you had to do, was a farmer in Jamestown. And he said, you know, all this talk about tax breaks do me no good. I got corn at $2.45 right now. Again, we're below the cost of production. So what about us? I asked him what he had in the way of solutions, and he said, well, talk to lenders. This is a real problem right now. I think he wanted some better treatment on exports, as an example. He had one other idea, I forget, but you know, for someone in a position, obviously, of a difficult price situation with corn right now, what would you say to him?
Well, a few things. I mean, crop insurance is designed to keep farmers on the farm. It's a modest but a critical safety net that allows the lenders to continue to lend to farmers. And granted, by the way, then the countercyclical piece of the farm bill, which deals with the price support side of things, might be a little low, and that's probably what the farmers, what he's referencing. In other words, if your payments don't cover your costs, then it makes it tough. You can do that maybe 1 year, but it's tough to do it year after year. So the countercyclical is called that because, of course, when you produce a lot of something at a high price, eventually the price goes down. We understand that. But I think he's touched on something. If he suggested, or he or she suggested, you know, help on exports, I think that's really where the opportunity rises. I do think there's some things, though, on the financial side as well. The FSA, Farm Service, or the credit side of the Farm Bill, the FSA agency that provides both direct loans and also provides guarantees for loans. We're trying to raise the limit on those. They're very low. It's fairly generous capital, but they're low limits that don't really recognize the modern costs of agriculture today. I don't know that we can do that with a lot more money, but I do think we can move some things around. And I've talked to Farm Credit and some of the community bankers about how to maximize, leverage more of that money and more of their money. And I think we're coming up with some possibilities there. But there's no easy fix for it, because there are going to be years in a cycle like commodities that there are low price years and then there are high price years. And I don't think you can continually prop up low price years in a commodity forever, because that just leads to overproduction. And that's true of every commodity in the world. But we do need to have a safety net that allows the farmer, the family farm, to stay on the farm and keep doing what they do so well, and that is feed a hungry world.
All right, Chris, you're going to have to wait through the break. Sorry, you're first up to go after
this.
Yeah, we will. We'll take Chris first when we come back after the break. And try and get Dana and Judd and reconcile Dakota and a couple other emails in here as well with Congressman Kevin Cramer on the Talk Radio Town Hall. We'll take a short break. Back with more after this short timeout. Brought to you in part today by our friends at MyPillow. What a deal right now at MyPillow.com. Up to 50% off everything. Check it out.
Like us on Facebook. Follow us on Twitter. Find the easy links at whatsonyourmindradio.com.
Need a snack? Head for PetroServe USA. Get the king-size Mars brand candy bars for 69 cents. Or Jack Link's Sticks, the 2-ounce size, $1.89. The Kellogg's Cheez-It 3-ounce bags are only 79 cents. How about some Red Bull, 2 for $5? Or the Deli Express sandwiches, smoked ham and cheese on white. The Deli Club, oven-roasted turkey and cheese on wheat. Your choice, $2.29. All month long at PetroServe USA. You need a great deal? For lunch, dinner, for breakfast, head for PetroServe USA. Personal pan, hot stuff pizza, 2 cookies, 20-ounce drink of your choice, 4 items, $4 all day, every day. And, of course, when you fill up at PetroServe USA, you're filling up by connecting North Dakota's oil fields with North Dakota's farm fields. Right there at a PetroServe USA location near you. Register to win $50,000 in PetroServe USA gift cards, too. PetroServe USA, helping America fuel better. Tell them Scott sent you.
The Safety Minute brought to you by the North Dakota Safety Council, sponsored in part by Workforce Safety and Insurance. This week's Safety Minute features NDSC safety consultant Dustin Austin discussing phase 2 of the NDSC safety campus.
Our next building is going to be a indoor dirt arena. This is North Dakota. It gets cold. During the cold months, the construction business is shut down, and that's the time when they like to train, but a lot of this training that would take place, would need to take place outdoors, just can't be done up here. But with this new phase 2, this will let us do this type of training year-round. One of my favorite quotes in the world actually comes from Thomas Jefferson. His quote says, knowledge is power, knowledge is safety, knowledge is happiness. Even back in the 1700s, he got it. Now we can provide this year-round, provide a better education for workers out there, and allow them to make the right choices.
Learn how you can support phase 2 of the NDSC Safety Campus at ndsc.org/safetycampus.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look. And I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Fully cooked, ready to eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready to eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and serve. Life-saving, ready to eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
Living before the top of the hour on What's On Your Mind, the most listened to radio program on the Northern Plains. Have you heard about Todd heading to the Stem Cell Institute, this new Stem Cell Institute, Kevin? He's
I've not.
He's one of their first customers. Yeah,
wow.
It's kind of a big deal, and it, the pain free future that you have is kind of exciting, Todd. So tell us a little more about the folks.
Yeah, well, those things that you typically had to go to, like, out of the country, but it's about doggone time we got it in Bismarck, though. Bismarck, Minot, and Dickinson, there'll be seminars. You do need to attend one of these. If you've got pain from arthritis in your knee or maybe pain in your lower back, neck, shoulders, hips, joint pain, stemcelltherapyforpain.com or call to register 1-888-973-1560, 888-973-1560. The Stem Cell Health Institute is coming to North Dakota. stemcelltherapyforpain.com. Start living life. Once again, I am so looking forward to that.
Chris Dickinson for Congressman Kramer on the Talk Radio Town Hall.
Good morning, gentlemen. I'll be brief. Thank you for taking my call. Congressman Kramer, my level of call will be determined on your answer to my question, and then I have a comment to follow, so no pressure. First off, when you guys talk middle class, what income range are you guys talking? Because the median salary varies from state to state. And my comment is, I think if you're going to do tax cuts, we need to do them across the board, upper, lower, middle class, in order for us to reach our full growth potential. I believe we could be at 7 to 8% growth 5-6 years down the road if we do take care of it right now. Thank you. I'll hang up and listen to your comment.
Yeah, thanks. Thanks, Chris. I had a little problem hearing sort of that last part, but I think I've got it. So what middle class is, he's right, it sort of varies from state to state based on, you know, your personal per capita income and whatnot. But let's focus here. Three tax brackets as opposed to seven. And many people are going to go to zero taxes, many more than currently do at the lower level because of the deductions, the doubling of the standard deduction, which could take up to as many as 90% of North Dakotans could file a standard deduction that currently 80% do. And then with the lowest rate, say, at 12 and the next rate at 25 and then the top rate at 35, you know, it'll all, where that slides, if you will, the range of slide will be determined based on how much each of those costs. But I think it's, you know, if you're at a certain level now, your level for personal income tax is, unless you're in the top 1% or so, your level is going to be lower. Because going from 7 to 3, everybody's going to slide down. Okay, so that middle class, that 12 to 25% range, you know, obviously middle is going to be determined somewhere in there, but everybody's will be down. Now, I personally am a fan of a single tax bracket. Seven's too many. Three is a lot better. If it was up to me, we'd get to one and everybody'd be at the same level. And, in corporate and pass through, you'd have to treat obviously differently. But if you have individuals, and by the way, there's some talk, it's not going to make it into this plan, but like Ron Johnson, for example, Senator Ron Johnson talks a lot about taxing everybody at the individual level, because that's ultimately what happens. People forget about corporations. Corporations, after they pay their taxes, all of their ownership and their, you know, their shareholders and whatnot, they pay a personal income tax on top of that. So if we could focus more on individual taxes, and like I said, I'd even be for a straight flat tax if we could find the right, you know, find that right level and eliminate a whole bunch more even deductions and loopholes.
Appreciate the comments, questions, and let's see, we lost him. Okay, let's go. Who are we going to next? Dana and Judd. Dana, go ahead. You're up for Congressman Kramer.
Hey, good morning.
Hey, Dana.
Thanks for taking my call again. I talked to you last week about grain prices, and I see you followed up with the guy that called in today. I have an idea. You know, they're back in the military right now. The defense has a big budget.
Yep.
And they're very important for protecting our country. What about allocating some of that money for price supports? Because, see, we don't want to insure. They've got it so downsized to where you don't qualify for anything. What we want is a price for our product that makes it pay.
So if I understand what you're saying right, you'd rather have it like a direct payment like they used to be, so we just set a price, or if it gets below a certain target price, then you get the difference from the federal taxpayer, and then we take some money from defense spending, which is, you're right, we're trying to rebuild our military after having it being decimated.
And then we know our troops are being fed by the best food in the world, and they're helping us, and we're making the ball roll.
Yep. No, there's no question. Feeding people is a high calling, and we should never apologize, and I don't think we ever do apologize for producing more of a product than we can consume, because it's feeding not just our troops, it's feeding a hungry world. In fact, I've even been part of some legislation that and some questioning even at the Department of Defense as to where you're buying your food from, depending on where your troops are. We want to make sure that they're buying the best, safest supply of food in the world, and that's coming from the United States. And sometimes we lose sight of that even among our own agencies, including the Department of Defense.
Right now, we're getting the same prices for this corn as we were in 1980.
Mm-hmm.
That's how ridiculous it is.
It is, and like I said, that's the cycle, the commodity cycles. If you look at it, you know, commodities go up and they go down based on, supply and demand. And one of the things we try to do is find more opportunity for demand. And that's where I prefer to focus, is how do we create more demand, provide more demand opportunities. And I think that's largely in the export side of things. With regard to corn, there's the RFS, and that's under great debate right now, and a strong fight going on in the Senate between the, some more conservative members of the Senate and some of the more corn state members in the
finance. Dana, thanks for the call. Unfortunately, we're out of time. Congressman Kramer, God bless you. Thank you very much. Another robust Talk Radio Town Hall. See you next week.
I'm going to say, Watford City, it's not the same, it's better. Well, now it's time to see it for yourself with a great deal. Hi, everybody. I'm Scott Hennon from the What's on Your Mind program. I'd love to invite you to Watford City and see this for yourself. So much to see, so much to do, and great places to stay, like the Roosevelt Inn & Suites, the Watford, Little Missouri Inn & Suites, Teddy's Presidential Suites, and Mainstay Suites. I've stayed all over the country, and there is no finer accommodations, pound for pound, person for person, than Watford City, North Dakota. Just use the promo code BESTOFTHEWEST, and you'll get a 10% savings. Plus, they'll give you an exclusive coupon book, good for all kinds of goodies and great discounts, including a free pass to the all-new Rough Rider Center and that great water park. Watford City, North Dakota. It's not the same. It's better. Ask for the Best of the West deal in Watford City and get 10% off. Promo code BESTOFTHEWEST for a great stay. And we'll see you in Watford City.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting, providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com, virtual care anywhere.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Want revenge on the common housefly? Well, after 10,000 years, someone has finally come up with a better way. The Bug Assault, a miniaturized shotgun, which utilizes ordinary table salt as ammunition. Non-toxic and no batteries required. $39.95 plus shipping and handling. Use discount code GCN and receive 15% off your purchase at BugAssault.com. Fire your fly swatter and get your Bug Assault today.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just a dollar a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses.
Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-557-0158. That's 800-557-0158. Again, 800-557-0158.